AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says the U.S. has been talking with a respected Iranian leader and tells reporters the Islamic Republic is eager for a deal to end the war.
All I'm saying is we are in the throes of a real possibility of making a deal. And I think if I were a betting man, I'd bet for it. But again, I'm not guaranteeing anything. They want to make a deal very badly.
Iran denies negotiations have been held with the U.S., the parliament speaker calling it fake news to manipulate the financial and oil markets. Still, Iran's foreign minister said earlier he had spoken with his counterpart in Turkey, which has served as an intermediary in past talks. And Egypt's president said clear messages have been delivered to Iran on de-escalating the conflict. John Gambrell has more from Dubai.
All this comes as Iran had threatened to target electrical sites, desalination plants, and even the United Arab Emirates' four-reactor nuclear plant at Baraka out in its western desert. All of these sites would have been critical for survival in the Gulf Arab states, just showing the stakes of what was happening and how it could have spiraled into an even further escalation.
As for the markets, oil prices fell, Brent crude settling below $100 per barrel. That boosted stocks. The S&P climbed 1.1%, while the Dow and the NASDAQ each added about 1.4%. In other news, an Air Canada jet collided with a fire truck while landing at New York's LaGuardia Airport last night, killing two pilots and injuring several people. Officials say the fire truck had been cleared to cross the tarmac to check on another plane. And Mark Sherman reports the Supreme Court heard arguments today over mail-in ballots.
The court's conservative majority sounded open to ruling out laws in 14 states and the District of Columbia that allow ballots that arrive after Election Day to be counted.
This is AP News. If Paris is in your travel plans, you may be interested to know the city's elected a new mayor. Our Sylvie Corbet reports he's a 48-year-old socialist, Emmanuel Grégoire.
Shortly after his victory, Grégoire took a ride through Paris on a city bike, a symbolic nod to his promise to make the city greener. His campaign focused heavily on housing, putting more restrictions on touristic rentals like Airbnb, which he says are pushing residents out of the city. He pledged to create tens of thousands of affordable housing units. Grégoire wants to fight overcrowding in places like the Louvre Museum and Montmartre neighborhood by highlighting less visited sites. He also promised to continue cleaning up the River Seine and expanding bike lanes across the French capital.
Sylvie Corbet reporting from Paris. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.